The Chabina Rav Zichrono Livracha said a shir every night in his house for a number of close Talmidim. Now, the Chabina Rav, in his dar, he was called the Sar HaTorah. He was literally the undisputed Gadol HaDar. When Rav Ruderman Zichrono Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, traveled to Eretz Yisrael, he said going into the Chabina Rav reminded him of the undisputed Gadol HaDar that Reb Chaim Oizer was in Vilna. That's how it reminded him of the Chabina Rav. Now going back to the story, the Chabina Rav set a shir for his close Talmidim every night in his house. Now somebody who worked during the day approached the Chabina Rav that he would like to join this shir. And the Chabina Rav said, sure, no problem. The person came and joined the shir. Now, the problem was that this person who joined the shir, he worked in something during the day that his begadim, his clothes, gave over a certain smell from the work that he worked in. It gave off a bad odor. Now, the Chabina Rav was an istinus. An istinus means to say somebody who certain things, if things are not clean enough or things are give off a bad smell, it bothered him greatly. It really bothered him. And the Chabina Rav, it bothered him very, very much, the smell and the odor that was coming out of the clothes of this person. But Lamaisa, the Chabina Rav, there were a couple of people that were very close to the Chabina Rav, they wanted to tell this person that he should change his clothes before he comes to the shir. And the Chabina Rav said, Chas v'shalom not. I don't want to chalila hurt the feelings of another yid. So we can't tell him anything. He didn't tell him anything. Then it continued the shir a few days later, and it was getting harder for the Chabina Rav. The smell was really bothering him, the odor, but he didn't want to tell him. He didn't want to hurt his feelings. So then the Chabina Rav, in one of his shiurim, he mentioned that there's an inyan to put on special clothes before you come learn. Maybe the person would get some kind of hint to wear different clothes when he comes to learn, but the person didn't take the hint, and he was stuck. So finally, the Chabina Rav realized that this can't continue because he was literally getting physically sick from the smell, the reyach of this clothes. So what do you think the Chabina Rav did? Every time I stay over the story, I'm more and more amazed. What do you think the Chabina Rav would do? On one hand, he has a question that if he's going to continue saying this year, with this person staying there with the clothes, he might get sick from the smell. He's probably getting physically sick. He can't take it. On the other hand, if he tells the person something, he's going to insult him. So either one is not an option. So you know what the Chabina Rav, the Paisik Hadar, did? The Chabina Rav paskined that the right thing to do was to be mevatel the shir. He stopped the shir. He discontinued saying the shir. In order to continue saying it, he was pasha getting sick. But to chalila, not to hurt the feelings of another yid, the Chabina Rav paskined that the right thing to do is to discontinue saying the shir and to take away that Talmud Torah derabim, not to hurt the feelings of this yid. Now, of course, I'm not telling anyone to paskin such a shy like this by themselves. You would have to go ask a gadol. A real gadol to pass in such a shaila of how important Talmud Torah keneged kulam versus hurting the feelings of another yid. But the Chabina Rav, who was the Paisik Hadar, this is what he paskined. How many times is it that there's something that bothers us a little bit and we can't control ourselves? And do we have to make this hashara? We have to make this, we have to weigh the two things. What are we doing? What are we gaining on one hand? And on the other hand, the thing that's weighing on the other side is hurting the feelings of another yid. One of the examples I like to say is, it happens to me, on me personally. When I'm in a shul, sometimes you could have somebody that's learning with a tremendous loud voice. And it really, really bothers my learning. It bothers my learning. So there's an option that someone could go somewhere else. But to go over and tell the person that you're learning very loud is disturbing me and bothering me, you could really hurt the feelings of that person. And I always like to say over, so what you see from such a story is, that's right. I would like to use 100%, 100% of the capacity of my brain for learning. And this person that's learning very loud is taking away, let's say, 20% of the capacity of my brain in learning. But who said that it's worth it to hurt the... Who said that Hashem really wants that I should go and hurt the feelings of another yid in order that I should use 100% the capacity of my brain in learning? Maybe Hashem wants I should only use 80% of the capacity of my brain in order not to hurt his feelings. And I want to tell you something deeper. When you go ahead and tell somebody that their learning loud is bothering you, befrat if it's a bacher, that means for the next number of years that this bacher is going to learn, he's always going to say, maybe I'm learning too loud, maybe I'm bothering this one, maybe I'm bothering that one. Person has to weigh the options that it could be that for many years he's going to be hurting the learning of that bacher because it was bothering him that evening. This is something that we should take into consideration and realize that the feelings of another yid is just not, it's not just if it's convenient and it works out, then I won't hurt the feelings of another yid. No, even if it's not convenient, and even if it may hurt my learning, and even if it may hurt my davening, if you do that, Rav Chatzka Levenstein, somebody davened very, very loud next to him, and he had said later it bothered him for a couple years, it started his davening. It bothered his kavana, but he felt that he might hurt the feelings of the other person, so he didn't say anything. This is something that we should weigh very carefully and realize that not hurting someone's feelings is not just a nice thing not to do. I'm going to try very hard not to hurt his feelings as long as it works out convenient for me, even when it's not convenient, and even when it might be goyim you some bittel Torah. Before you go ahead and say something, if you're not really sure it's the right thing to do, go ask a shayla from a chashav rav or a chashav gadol, because you're playing with one of the strongest things that's out there, and that is chalila. You don't want to hurt the feelings of another yid.